Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series starring Kiki, the globe-trotting cat, exploring the world's diverse places, people, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families loved the books and asked for help planning their own adventures, so the podcast was created to help. Adventure awaits! I am very excited about today's podcast. This is going to be a real treat. I am sitting here with a family who has just been on the brand new Royal Caribbean ship, Wonder of the Seas, which is what Kiki's Big Adventures at Sea is going to be on next summer of 2023. Yay! I'm going to have each of you introduce yourselves and let the listeners know a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Jamie, and I have been on 6 cruises, and I absolutely love cruising. So I'm really excited about today's podcast.
Yay!
Woo-hoo. And we loved Wonder of the Seas.
We did. Amazing. We did. I'm Melissa. I am Jamie's wife. Therefore, I like traveling as well. And yes, it's a big deal with my family. It's not something that we thought that we would love, but it turns out it's kind of the absolute perfect way to travel with kids.
My name is Keaton. I'm 9, almost 10. I do really like cruises, like my parents. I started like being obsessed with cruising right after our spring break cruise.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're going to have to hear all about your all's cruising adventures.
Okay, ready?
My name is Cooper, and I'm 7 years old, and I'm really into like robots and outer space and all of that stuff. And like stuff that's futuristic.
So you guys just went on Wonder of the Seas. This is its first summer sailing, right? And it is sailing in Europe. So where did you guys fly to and cruise to?
So I didn't, like, book any of the flights. I was part of the cruise booking. We flew to Portugal, and then we took a short flight to Spain, and then we drove to the town of my mom Melissa's
great-great-grandparents.
Great-great-grandparents.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's called Castro Urdiales.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's then, where we're then what happened?
And then we drove to Barcelona, and then that's where we boarded our cruise.
Okay.
And then we went to Palma de Mallorca, Marseille, France. Then we went to a bunch of places in Italy, like Rome, Pisa. We didn't, like, really go into Pisa.
Naples.
Then we went back to Barcelona, and then we flew home.
Wow. So how long was that cruise?
A week?
Wow, you guys did a lot in 7 days.
Hey, what did you guys think when we pulled up and you saw the cruise ship for the first time? What did you think?
I thought it looked so cool.
It was huge.
It was really big.
Looked like a floating city.
Yeah.
That's the thing, it is, right?
Yeah, it is a floating city.
Yeah, it is.
Outside, but from the inside, it really does look like a floating city.
Yeah, so a cruise is just a city on water that's controlled by a pilot inside of a cockpit.
It's like a hotel, and it's got everything you need, right?
Yeah. It has, like, a mall in the middle.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Keaton, how every time, well, I don't know how many times we were there, but every single time we pulled up to the Wonder of the Seas after an excursion or for the first time with a cab driver or anything, every single time the cab driver just was like, oh my God, that is the biggest ship I've ever seen in my life. So it's like noticeably larger.
Right.
Yes. Just, like, you know, the other cruise ships look like tiny boats compared to it.
Do you remember how many people it holds?
5,500.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's really,
and it's,
really
and big. That's not including cruise, so in total it's like 6,500.
Right.
So one of the things, it's kind of funny actually, so as he mentioned, we already had these plane tickets to go to Spain, but we didn't have any plan. Given all the problems with COVID and that sort of thing, we were hesitant to book a bunch of things because we just were like, well, it's just going to be another non-refundable thing.
Of course.
It inevitably hits. Well, as it approached, Keaton said,
maybe we should go on another cruise.
Yeah. And he's like, in fact, I have one just here for you. And he had already found it. It fits specifically in the middle of our itinerary. And he said, this is the ship I've always wanted to go on.
So why did you want to go on this ship?
feel like it was popular, and I like really big things.
Like, was it like the features on the ship, like the water slides and the
what did you guys do on the ship?
Well, the first thing we did on the ship was like the basic stuff, like muster drill, go to your room, do whatever.
Right. Yeah, you gotta get all the safety done first.
Gotta do that.
After that, first thing he did was just stay in the room with my mom, Melissa, because they were just tired. But then me and my mom, Jamie, we went to the water slides.
Do they have one called the Ultimate Abyss?
Yes. It's like a really big dry slide.
So did you love the slides?
Yeah, but for the Ultimate Abyss, you had to put your feet inside of the bag and like cross your hands and hold on to the handle on the bag.
One thing that was great about the Abyss is that King is completely into water slides. Cooper is not into water slides or pools. But the Wonder of the Seas has a little of something for everybody, right? So they have this dry slide. Which was just as thrilling because it was, again, a 10-story dry slide, as well as, like, a dry outdoor play area. So there was something for everybody there. So they also didn't want to get off the ship.
Yeah.
So you guys wanted to stay on the ship?
Yes, yeah. Like, forever, right?
Yeah.
It was... Did you want to stay on the ship, Keaton?
Yes.
So why did you want to stay on the ship?
I'm not really into, like, history stuff. It was more of... the ship person than the
excursion person. And it's literally, you guys, there's a shopping mall on that ship, right?
Yes. It's like so huge, and it's like through the entire middle of the ship, and behind it is the boardwalk, which is where the Abyss ends by going 10 stories down to floor 6.
Oh my goodness. What about the restaurants?
There are so many restaurants on there. And even the Windjammer, which is like the main restaurant, every meal is included on the Windjammer and your cruise, they have cuisine from everywhere. They have Indian food, they have vegan food, vegetarian food, Italian food, seafood, hamburgers and hot dogs, and so many desserts. They have a special kids station. Kids food, kids desserts. It's just the level of the kids' height so they can go pick a dessert. That's so cool.
How cool is that?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. And also... through the middle of the ship, there's like a little park with real plants in it called Central Park. And on the sides of it, it had two little restaurants. And the other end of it, on one end, there was like these things that were hanging. And they looked like they were made of paper, but they're actually made of metal. And on the other side, there was like this giant hanging metal dragon that kind of looks like it's made of balloons.
Yeah, wow. They have a lot of art on the ship.
We really sort of expected that being on... the largest ship in the world would be uncomfortable, crowded. You know, that's kind of what you think of every time you see a cruise come into port. It seems like just a flood of people, right? Despite being the largest cruise ship in the world, it was one of the most well-organized cruise ships we've ever been on. First of all, they let different people on at every different port, so it wasn't everybody getting on at the same time.
Oh, really?
That was one thing. And so it was one of these rare cruises where you just get on and you were able to go to your room almost immediately. You weren't waiting in a super long line.
That's nice.
And then the departure was just boom, boom, boom.
So nice.
Scientific, right?
Everything was so well organized. It was amazing. Seamless. I would say totally seamless. Mm-hmm. Boarding, offboarding, excursions, everything. We also had the really great experience of one time we were running late. Melissa stayed in Pompeii a little bit too long and missed her bus. And they... quickly found her another bus that was from a similar excursion and got her on that bus, and she was right back to the ship and no problem whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And Cooper actually had recovered from surgery not too long before we went on the cruise. We brought along a stroller and everything, and they actually noticed at one point that this kid who was a little too old was in a stroller, so they thought maybe he was injured. So they called us and said, hey, we noticed that one of your kids seems to be mobility impaired. These are the excursions that you have booked. This particular excursion is not a good fit for that, even though it says accessible. So we're going to go ahead and cancel this for you and help you find something else.
That's amazing. The staff is just so nice, right?
Yes. Every time you walked in the main dining room, the staff were like dancing and singing along to the music. And what was it?
Washy washy before yummy yummy.
That's right, because they have all the stations for you to wash your hands and stuff, too.
It's such a clean, it's like spotless, and everybody washes their hands before you go into the dining room, so it's like really cool.
Did you think that people were nice?
Yes, except like on the trip to Pompeii, even though it said accessible by wheelchair, it still didn't even let the stroller in there.
That's a tough place to have wheels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of rocks there.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's right next to a volcano that is expected to erupt in 50 years. A volcano that's one of the biggest and most dangerous in the world.
Vesuvius is?
Yes.
Wow. You got to go to two countries. Well, you went to three countries on the trip. Portugal, Spain, Italy.
And France.
Oh my gosh, four. That's right, you were in Marseille. Okay, so what was everyone's favorite excursion?
Oh my gosh.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
The ship was their favorite excursion.
Yes.
Mom's?
Cinque Terre, Italy.
Cinque Terre, Italy, yes, was my favorite. Beautiful.
Yeah. Pompeii. Greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. That was absolutely mind-blowing. Yeah. Cooper told you that he likes robots. So something, even for robot lover on the ship. Tell her what you liked.
There were these robot arms that, like, they took, like, drinks from above and combined them with other drinks. And when you go there, you can actually make your own drink with a robotic
It's so cool. It's like a robot bartender.
Actually, or barista. I think I so neat. My favorite excursion.
Okay. What was it?
My favorite excursion was that the first city in Italy that we went to. It was my favorite because we went to a restaurant that had pizza and we were like on a boat and while we were on the boat we saw tons of jellyfish in the water.
Really? Yes. Was that in Rome?
No.
Cinque Terre. Okay. Yeah. Wow. What about you? What was your favorite excursion?
I didn't really have a favorite excursion because I liked the boat.
Okay, that's cool.
What about the shows?
So, we saw an aqua show. It's called Intense. It's a synchronized swimming mixed with diving show. The intro is not really a water show, but the intro, this girl walks across a dry slack line from, like, the final wall on the ship to, like, the final pole on the ship. Like,
wow. Neat.
And Keaton, how many times did you go see that show?
Four.
But my favorite part of the aqua show was, like, there was this little tower that was, like, rising. It looked like a little watchtower. So there's, like, this girl in it that kept doing gymnastics on it, and it just kept swinging side to side and going up, but then it reached the top, and it kept swinging side to side until it went all the way down into a 30-foot pool.
Oh, my goodness. So what was everyone's favorite part of the ship?
Water park. And Abyss. It was fun to do it at nighttime the one time we did do it when it was kind of dark because it closes really early.
There's a fabulous restaurant called Wonderland.
And it was Alice in Wonderland themed.
Ooh.
Yes.
A lot of the, like, desserts were made out of, like, fondant. Uh-huh. Not like people use in, like, common desserts, just like fondant and ice cream. And one of the desserts you have to dissolve cotton candy to get to it.
Ooh, yummy.
Wow.
I didn't try it, but I saw
it's really
video
fun.
I think my favorite parts of the ship, they're like the sushi place called Izumi Hibachi and Sushi and the Ultimate Abyss.
Wow. You love that sushi place.
How about Mom's? What were your girls' favorites?
Well, I loved the adults-only bar. It was just fabulous. And you go in, you just relax. A waiter comes up. They hand you a drink. There's hot tubs in there, pools. And it's just so relaxing. You can read a book, have a cocktail. It's just perfect.
In the mall that went through the middle of the ship, there's this little bar called Rising Tide. And it was called that because it was, like, a really fancy bar. And, like, after, like, a few minutes, it would, like, rise itself up to Central Park.
Oh, that's really cool. Neat.
That was really cool, right?
Lots of bells and whistles on the ship.
I think my favorite thing to do was sitting in Windjammer, sunset, grab a plate of just some of the most wonderful appetizers, generally from right there in the area, and then go sit on the quieter side where you could look out and see these beautiful European ports as we were pulling away at sunset.
Super cool. Wow. Well, it sounds like it was a really amazing adventure.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Trip of a lifetime.
Another great resource as we were planning this trip was actually stopping by the AAA office. And you wouldn't think of that, right? Because it's not a road trip. But there was going to be sort of a driving element to it. And you have to have an international driver's permit in Europe, at least in certain European countries. So I stopped by there to just quickly pick up my international driver's license for like $20. And then I could think through all these other issues with them. And they helped me out, making sure that we had a converter for each kid. That's like $3, right? But you want to make sure that they're going to be able to use their iPad everywhere they go. So that was amazing. And just a couple other things like an RFID protective fanny pack and that sort of smart. Thing that they had. Yeah, they had a lot of smart ideas for international travel there.
I am so excited that we are going to be on that ship next summer. You guys got to go to Europe. We're actually going to be going to St. Martin, St. Thomas, and then we're going to spend a perfect day at Coco Cay in the Bahamas, which is their out island. Talk wow. about water slides. They even have, you know how Kiki travels in a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
Have you seen that thing they have called Up, Up, and Away?
Yes.
Yes. It's like a hot air balloon. Yeah, that's something you guys will definitely
like. Oh my gosh.
So, moms, why do you think it's important to travel with the kids?
Traveling is the best thing you can do for your kids. It shows them that the world is bigger than where they live.
Yes.
There are other people out there who speak different languages, eat different foods, live really far away, have different customs, play different sports, wear different clothes, and it just broadens their horizons and makes them realize how big and rich the world really is.
So what is the next adventure that you guys are going to go on?
So we actually booked me and my brother Cooper's 6th cruise and Jamie and Melissa's 7th cruise.
You're kidding me. Where are you going? When?
We are leaving from New York City and then going to Bermuda, Antigua, and St. Martin. And then we don't end in New York City. We end in San Juan.
Wow.
And then we have to get ourselves back.
So wait, when are you going?
Halloween.
So do you guys just love cruising?
I think it's pretty fun.
Somebody has a birthday coming up, and someone loves cruising so much, they're having a cruise-themed birthday party, right?
Yeah, it's Keaton.
That's awesome, Keaton. How fun is that? So what do you like so much about cruising?
I think it's just a good way to go away from home.
That's really cool. How about you, Cooper?
I think a cruise is good because, like, it's super fun, and sometimes it's just, like, a good way to take a break from work or school, and it's a good way to spend time on, like, spring break or fall break or summer break or winter break.
If it fits your price range, go on Wonder of the Seas.
Thank you all so much for being with us and for sharing your adventures.
On three, we love Kiki. Ready?
We love Kiki!
Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Visit the episode webpage for all the details from today and lots more travel planning resources. We look forward to traveling with you on the next episode. Adventure awaits!